It is November already. I can't get over how fast October has flown by, and we are moving into November. Maybe October flew by so fast because there was so much energy moving around that it caused so much conflict and what I like to call glitches energetically that we just couldn't wait for the next day to come. But I wanted to share some clarity and insight into the month of November that hopefully it'll support you in harnessing the energy that is going to be going on, that it will set you up as you move through December and into January. So welcome to all of my amazing regular subscribers and community here, and I want to welcome everyone that is new as well. We are a community where we can share, we can learn, we can grow without any judgment and support one another in our growth of our journey so we can live that life of freedom with true love in our lives, passion, and joy. So I'm going to connect and pass along to you your November message from Grace, my guide. All right, so Grace comes in with a very big warm welcome for everyone and takes a look at you and energetically is refueling you up with this. It's a very dense yet very light and colorful. I know that doesn't make sense, but it's dense as in there's a lot of it, yet it's very transparent. It's almost like a bubble. You see that shimmer of a bubble. Like that's the energy that she has flowing towards you to re-energize, reinvigorate your energy field, to ground you, to realign you, she says. Because she says we move into a month of possibilities and opportunities if you choose to tap into that energy. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be easy or right in front of your face, but these opportunities will be there. And she says it's almost like walking through a forest. You have to be observant of the different types of trees or animals that are there. But if you do look, they are there, right? If you look down, say, at your phone, you're never going to see the opportunity or nature that's around you. So she's like, get your head out of the phone. Allow yourself to be very observant in the world around you, because it is going to be a time for change. Now, what you do this month is going to support you in the months to come. So this means that what happens now is not going to stick and stay with you, but it's part of that transition. So some of it may stay, but there are going to be a lot of changes and transformations moving throughout the next several months. But you need to have your head up and observe what's going on around you to create those opportunities that will propel you in the right direction of your passion and of all that you desire in the upcoming months as well as into next year. So she just smiles and gives a little chuckle and says, best of luck this month. Be observant, be aware, be creative, and open yourself up to the possibilities that is being created for you throughout this month. Much love and much light. All right, so thank you, Grace, for this beautiful message for everyone. I appreciate you tapping in and tuning in, and we will talk to you next month. Bye for now.